Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
2011 was an extremely significant year in counterterrorism, said coordinator for the Office of Counterterrorism at the Department of State, Daniel Benjamin. Besides the death of Osama bin Laden and a number of key al-Qaeda operatives, said Mr. Benjamin, we saw millions of citizens throughout the Middle East advance peaceful public demands for change without any reference to al-Qaeda's incendiary worldview. This upended the group's long-standing claim that change in this region would only come through violence. In his speech to introduce the 2011 country reports on terrorism, Mr. Benjamin cautioned that although al-Qaeda is in decline, its affiliates are strengthening. Groups such as al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which operates in Yemen, al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, in the Sahel, and al-Shabaab of the Horn of Africa still represent a significant threat. Boko Haram, while not a formal al-Qaeda affiliate, has launched widespread attacks across Nigeria, signaling their ambition and capability to attack non-Nigerian targets. In the Middle East, Hamas and Hezbollah continue to play destabilizing roles. Hezbollah persisted in using force and threats to intimidate the Lebanese people, while Hamas retained its grip on Gaza, where it continued to stockpile weapons that pose a serious threat to regional stability. Lashkar-e-Taiba, Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, and the Haqqani Network were also responsible for a significant number of deadly attacks in South Asia. 2011 saw the lowest number of terrorist attacks since the downward trend began in 2005, partly due to a 14% drop-off in Afghanistan and 16% in Iraq. That said, the largest number of reported attacks occurred in South Asia and the Near East, said Mr. Benjamin. The majority of attacks occurred in just three countries, Mr. Benjamin noted, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Pakistan, which together accounted for 85% of attacks in these regions and almost 64% of attacks worldwide. 2011 continues a seven-year decline in terrorist attacks, but the stark truth is that last year 10,283 terrorist attacks killed or wounded 43,990 people from 70 countries. Well over half the victims were Muslim, and the vast majority of them were killed by Islamic extremists. The United States and its partners continue to battle this scourge.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.